You're going to have a party, and you're going to have, you want to have draft beer at your party, you buy it in a...
Pony keg.
Okay. What runs around a barrel to hold the staves?
Hoop.
Okay. What do you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Cork.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that you play at your mouth?
Harmonica.
And how about the one that you also play at your mouth and it twangs?
Juice harp.
Alright. Are you saying juice or juice?
Juice.
Have you ever heard a harmonica called a mouth organ or a harp?
Mm-hmm.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a buggy or a wagon with two horses, you can remember back this far.
Yeah.
What's the long wooden piece that goes between them?
I think it's a tongue. I'm not sure.
Right. You bet. That's one name for it anyway. Okay, now then, if you have one horse pulling a buggy, you say you have to back him in between the...
Traces.
All right. I don't know. How about shafts?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Okay. What do you call the steel outside of a wheel?
The rim.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a felly?
No.
Okay.
What is it?
I don't know. I think it's like a wooden rim. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten it yet. It's just another answer. Okay, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a single tree?
No.
Okay.
I really haven't been that connected with hitching horses to anything.
These are really aimed towards older people, this part of it. We just like to see how much is passed on, passed down. Okay, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon, let's say he's filling up his wagon or his car with wood, taking it to the house, unloading it, going back, doing this several times. You'd say he's doing what?
I don't know.
In his wagon, he was
hauling wood.
Okay, fine. Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road, and you couldn't get by. You might say, "Well, I had to tie. I tied a rope around it and."
Moved it.
Okay, what's another one where you're pulling it? More specific.
I don't know. I'd probably say pulled it off.
All right, from drag.
Dragged it.
Okay, and then you might say, there have been so many here, we have... From drag, we have...
That's still enough.
Would you say we have drug or we have dragged?
I'd probably say we've dragged it off.
Okay. Did you ever used to say drug?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
Is this a learned difference then?
No, I don't think so. Not in that case.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Right. Do you know any different kinds of plows?
No.
Okay. Do you know what is used to break up the ground even finer after a plow?
This would be a farrow, I don't know.
Okay, that's interesting. I have, I got harrow, too.
I guess that's what it is, a harrow.
Well, it is a... And what is that? Does it look like a plow?
No, I think it's one of those things with sort of spring wire things on that you drag through the ground.
Like little teeth?
Yeah. No, not teeth. It's just sort of like scythe type things. I'm not sure. Like I say, I'm not a farmer.
Okay. Alright, what do you call the thing that the wheels, the tires of a car, whatever the wheels spin onto?
The rim?
Okay, that the whole thing goes across between them.
Oh, the axle?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
I have no idea.
All right, how about an A-shaped frame? Like if you had two
of them. Oh, a sawhorse?
Uh-huh. How about if it were X-shaped, would it be a sawhorse too?
I guess it would because I just built one down and I call it a sawhorse.
Oh, is it an X-shaped like an X?
Yes, yeah, it is because it was easier to build.